Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah-Wood.
Where you are, oh, what He has for your life, and He ever lives to make intercession for you. Jesus never takes a vacation. He is always on the job. That word intercessor is a technical term for approaching a king. He's seeking the presence and the hearing of God on our behalf. You see, if Jesus is just in the past, then it's way out there. If He is in the present, if He is in the now, then it makes a difference. In your Christian life, in our Christian walk. But notice, go back to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. We will see something there. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. You see, you can skim on the surface on the Bible, but to get the real gold out of it, you have to dig a little deeper. Notice what he says. Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. That word save there is in other places. He said it's used for wholeness, for whole. It's used for heal. You see, so many times we try to get healed or to receive from God based on our own merit. We cannot do that. We can only receive based on what Jesus has done for us. Our healing, the provision that he has for us, everything is based on what Jesus Christ has done. The person who is not saved cannot come to Jesus based on their good works. Or when we go into the community, we run into people that say, I ask them, why should God send you to heaven? He said, because I'm good. I try to live a good life. I try to do good. I try to do good. Oh, we are telling them that there is no way your good works can send you to heaven. No. Your good works, everything is based on what Jesus Christ has done. And that way, save there also will apply to the sinner as well. But notice, he says, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Jesus Christ is praying for that person who is unsaved as well. His heart cry and prayer is that they will open up to the gospel and come to the saving knowledge of what he has done and receive him in their life. He ever lives to make intercession for us. Thank you, Lord. As soon as we become born again, his intercessory ministry all continues on our behalf from the time that we are saved to the time that we go into the presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then he's also, one of his ministry, one of the things that he's doing there is that he's there as our mediator. He's there as our mediator. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. He's the mediator between man and God. Thank you, Lord. These are the facts that we need to build ourselves on. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. There is one God and one mediator. Just one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He is the only mediator. Fallen man in his own self cannot approach God on his own. If Jesus wasn't functioning in that ministry, none of us could have been saved. Nobody can be saved going forward. But thanks be to God, he is there as a mediator. He is the only way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way for the unsaved person. He's the way for the saved person. Sometimes you may be hedged in by circumstances, and the devil will whisper in your ears and keep telling you that there is no way. But every time that he says that, tell him that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. No matter what you may be going through this morning, Jesus is the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. my Lord and my God. There is salvation in no other except through the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. There is no name given under heaven by which man may be saved. Nor is there salvation, Acts 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is no name given under heaven by which we must be saved. Acts chapter 9, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. They all call Christianity the way all throughout the book of Acts. He says, and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were, notice, of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Christianity is called the way. Jesus is the way. Acts chapter 19, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Acts 19, 9. He says, but when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and reduced the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, they spoke evil of the way. Noted that in all these cases, the way is capitalized. And in verse 23, thank you, Lord. And about that time, there arose a common commotion about the way. And that is still the commotion today. The way is still the commotion about the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 24, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. Acts 24, 14. My Lord, he says, but this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call except, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. According to the way. Verse 22. But when Felix heard these things, having more accurate knowledge of the way, he adjourned the proceedings and said, when Lysias the commander comes down, I will make a decision on your case. Christianity is called the way. And even in Acts chapter 16, the devil himself acknowledged the fact that that was the way. Acts 16, 17. That girl that was following the apostles all the way around. He says, this girl followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. This girl is possessed by the enemy. He's following them around for 3 days. Keeps shouting. These people are showing us the way of salvation. On the third day, the apostle got grieved in the spirit and said, come out. I don't need your testimony. Who needs the devil testifying for them? No, I don't need the devil. You don't need the devil's testimony either. Now, as he says, he proclaimed to us the way of salvation. But the point here is, Jesus is functioning in his mediatorial ministry right now at the right hand of the Father on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. And on behalf of fallen man. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He is the way to God's best for our lives. Thank you, Father. And one of the things that he also does, which is so important, that we have to realize that he's there. And when we give to him, when we give our tithe and offering, notice he says he ministers as a minister of the sanctuary. He actually receives our tithe and offerings. Hebrews chapter 7. Thank you, Lord. This is so good. Let's read a number of scriptures here. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1. He says, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness, then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually. Verse 4, now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. And indeed, those who are the sons of Levi who receive the priesthood have a commandment to receive tithes from the people according to the law, that is from their brethren, though they have come from the loins of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not derived from them received tithes from Abraham, notice, and bless him who had the promises. Now, beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Verse 8, here mortal men receive tithes, but there he received them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithe through Abraham, so to speak, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. You see, the only thing that we see Melchizedek doing in Genesis chapter 14, and we referenced this earlier, is that he received the tithe from Abraham and blessed him. So if you jump to the same Hebrews chapter 7, verse 17, notice what he says, talking about Jesus. He says, for he testified that you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. According to the order of Melchizedek. After the same pattern. And then verse 21 says, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. When we give to the Lord, Jesus Christ is there as our high priest right now at the right hand of the... Notice what the reference to Melchizedek in Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. This is so important because a lot of people miss the blessing on us giving our tithes and offerings because they don't realize that there's a spiritual transaction going on. Notice Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. He says that Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. Notice, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemy into your hand. And he gave him a tithe of all. He brought forth bread and wine. This is way ahead before the law. You have to realize that. Way ahead before the law. He brought forth bread and wine, and he gave him tithe of all and blessed. He said, blessed be Abraham. You see, the tithe is always connected to the blessing. Oh, so he said, blessed be Abraham. And you have to realize that also what he was tithing on was what had the spoils that they had received from the battle that they had gone to. It was their corporate tithe, his corporate tithe, so to speak. That is why we as a church, everything that comes in, minimum 10%, goes somewhere into global missions, goes into another ministry, because we recognize that we want the blessing of God on the church as a whole. But notice that he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God, Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God, Most High, who has delivered your enemy into your hand. Oh, we give it to Jesus. He is our high priest now after the same order of Melchizedek. We put it in his hands and we say, Lord Jesus, worship the Father with it and release the blessing on our lives so we can also be a blessing. When you realize that, you may give it to a church, but realize that, you are putting it into the hands of Jesus and he releases the blessing on your life. It becomes an act of worship. It becomes an act where you are reverencing the Lord and my Lord and my God. That is the beginning of financial success. Thank you, Lord. Verse 23 says, they said, Abraham was saying that I will take nothing from you, from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you say, I have made Abraham rich. I recognize God that he is the possessor of heaven and earth. He is my source. He is the one, oh, that I receive this blessing from. Man is not my source. You are my God. You are the one that will deliver me from all my enemies. You are the one that has given me this great conquest and will continue to help me to conquer and to keep conquering. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray in this season, oh, and all throughout our lives, as we honor him by doing that, may you experience God's best from a financial standpoint. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. But it's one of the things. He says that those Levites, they died, but his priesthood continues forever and ever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, number five, Jesus Christ. That ties into exactly what we're talking about. He is our present day shepherd. He is our present day shepherd. He is our present day shepherd. Psalm 23, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 23, verse 1. My Lord and my God, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is present. Jesus is in the noun of your life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me every now and then. No. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because Jesus is my shepherd. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In John chapter 10, verse 14, he talks about the fact that he is the good shepherd. Thank God he is not the bad shepherd. Oh, I am the good shepherd, and the sheep know, and I know my sheep, and I'm known by my own. I am the good shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because I have a good shepherd. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. If this doesn't excite you, your wood is wet. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, he calls Jesus the chief shepherd. You see, the thing is, he is the chief shepherd, and he has set also under shepherd. The root word, the Greek meaning of the root of the word pastors is shepherd. He is the chief shepherd. He's set under shepherd to help his flock and lead them on the right path. And no sheep can get up in the morning today and say, I'm going to Denver. I'm going to start down I-25. I know exactly where I'm going. I'm going to I-25 and Orchard. That sheep will get lost along the way. You see, that's why he set pastors in the church to help his flock. And sometimes when people are in trouble, it's not all the time, but when some people, sometimes we talk to, people are in trouble. Where do you go to church? Who's your pastor? No, I don't have a pastor. That's where your problem is, you see. So he's the chief. I said, no sheep can get up and go on this race of the Christian life without a pastor. And sometimes when people are in trouble, that's where their issue is. So that's why he sent us to help along those lines. But the point is, he's functioning as the chief shepherd, and he has under shepherds. And Psalm 22 talks about the prophecy of him on the cross. 23, we are living in it now. 24 talks about his coming. But thank God, you and I, Jesus, we have him now as our chief shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I thought he was only interested in meeting my needs. Oh, that shepherd is interested in your want as well. And if you are born again, you don't have wants that are outside of the word of God. Your wants will be in line with his word. This is so important. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Where did the time go? Thank you. All right, he's there also. He's the high priest and apostle of our confession. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. He says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. You see, sometimes we put barbed wires as around certain terms in the Bible. An apostle means someone who is sent. If you sent your child to go to the store to buy bread, that child is an apostle of bread. Is sent to buy bread. And in classical Greek, they used it in that sense. When you ask anything that you are sent to do, you are an apostle of what you are sent to do. But here, notice he calls us holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. What is that calling? Oh, the apostle and high priest of our confession. The apostle of us saying the same thing. Jesus is doing that right now. Of us putting the word of God in our mouth. When we put that word and speak that word out of our mouth, he is sent to see to it that it comes to pass. That is why we have to be careful what we say. If you say something that is not in line with the Bible, with the word of God, if you speak death, if you speak fear, if you speak sickness, if you speak lack, Jesus doesn't have anything to work with. In the networking field, they will say it's a dropped packet. The packet has been dropped. The communication is not complete. The angels hearken to the voice of his word. God has given us his promises. If we speak in line with God's word, they go ahead and the heavenly authorities take it and enforce it in our lives. If we speak contrary to the word, they don't know what to do with it. Oh, why is this person talking sickness and death all the time when I have given them life, I have given them healing? Why are they talking about their lack when I said I am their shepherd, they shall not want? Abraham had to do that in Romans chapter 4. And verse 17, that word. He has gone past the age of childbirth, but what had God said? God has said, I have made you a father of many nations. There are no nations in sight. They are gone past childbirth, menopause, papapause, all gone. Oh, but God has said something different. God has said something different. He took on his new name, which is a father of many nations. See, the principle is the same. Every time his name was mentioned, he was calling those things that be not as though they were, and that's what causes it to become. Oh, consider the high priest. Abraham did not consider his flesh. He could not consider the natural. Oh, if you're not going to consider the natural, what you are faced with, what are you going to consider? Hebrews 3:1 tells you, consider Jesus. Consider him. Consider Jesus. Oh, defeat may be staring at you in the face, but you say, I will not be defeated. I will not quit. I consider Jesus. Put his word in your mouth. That's how Jesus functioned. That's how he expects us to function on the earth. Notice what he says in John chapter 14, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 14, verse 10. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father in me, who dwells in me, does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. This is not an ordinary person speaking. This is Jesus speaking. I will do it. The Greek word therefore for us is demand. When you demand it in my name, I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. I will create it. That is the way I function. The work that I do is because the words that I'm speaking to you, I am not speaking to you on my own authority. I am using my Father's word. In the same way he has given us his Bible, it contains the word of God. Speak the word only and believe, and you will see the manifestation of it in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is what they did at the beautiful gate. In Acts chapter 3, the man, you see, they didn't necessarily pray. This is talking about demanding it in the name of Jesus. They demanded that man has been sitting at the beautiful gate all his life. He had been paralyzed from all his life. One day, Peter and John took Jesus up on his words. Oh, he said, silver and gold we do not have, but we have something. What do we have? We have the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Oh, and the man leaped and began to walk. They demanded in the name. When they demanded it, Jesus created it. Jesus did it. You see, later on, they were questioning them, and Peter was, they were saying, and that's what conception that sometimes we have. He said, it's not by our own holiness or righteousness that this miracle has been done. It is through the name of Jesus. Faith in the name. Faith in the name. Oh, in John 14, where he was talking about demand, ask and I will do it. Oh, the Greek literary says that, ask me for it. Oh, demand it. If I don't have it, I will create it for you. Ha. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now this verse will mean something to you, to all of us. Isaiah 57, verse 19. Isaiah 57, 19. My Lord and my God. He says, I create the fruit of the lips. I create the fruit of the lips. He's the apostle of us saying the same thing. The fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But he says, I create the fruit of the lips. The high priest of our confession. Put that word in your mouth. All of heaven will back you. Take this illustration, for instance, there may be somebody, he doesn't have a rank in the army. He's not in any rank at all. He may go to a general, and the general will say, go to the colonel on the battlefield and tell him, I said, move your troops from here to this location. He goes to the colonel. The colonel says, what are you here for? He said, that says the general, move your troops from here to there. He doesn't have any rank. Oh, but if a word is coming from the general, a courage, the authority of the person who is in charge of this battle. Thank God you and I have the captain of captains. We have, oh, the one who overcame and gave us the victory. When we speak, he says, I create the fruit of the lips. If it is in line with my word, if I promised it to you, it will come to pass. I will see to it that it is enforced. Thank you, Lord. And so we cooperate with him. Oh, but all of this, he's there praying for the sinner. Oh, but we cooperate with him in his intercessory ministry. We pray for the lost to be saved. And then we reach out into the community and say, come and know Jesus. He's the way for you. He's the way for you. Thank you, Lord. Last night, someone was testifying that they just went out and to a place that they normally go to and to buy food, and they started having a conversation with this person, and through that they led the person to the Lord, brought him into the kingdom of God. And some of you keep telling me why, how you are distributing all these flyers and telling your neighbors and coworkers and people about the Lord. That's what it's about. Because Jesus ever lives to make intercession for them. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Oh, we have. He's given us his name. Consider him. This morning, throughout this week, consider him. Let that be your thought when you get up in the morning. Consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. He's done all these things for you, but he's in the now of your life. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Talk to him this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Think about what you've heard. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank him for Jesus. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever lives to make intercession for us. Oh, he's the one, your good shepherd. Let's lift up our voice this morning and thank him. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We thank you for Jesus, oh God. We thank you for all that he's done for us, all he continues to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he's at the right hand of the Father. Thank you that he's still on the throne. He has not left his position. Thank you that he is our advocate. Thank you, Lord. He is our intercessor. Thank you that he is our good shepherd. Thank you that he receives our worship, our prayers, our offerings, our tithes. Thank you, Lord. He ever lives to intercede for us. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for this morning, oh God. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for speaking to us in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray we have a blessed week. May you cause your face to shine on us. May you give us your peace, your shalom. May you surround us with your favor as like a shield. And may we return with a testimony, oh God. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody say amen. Say aloud, amen. You don't serve a dead God. Shout aloud, amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. My. Thank God for his presence.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719 888-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.